Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Show brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Dr. Mike's here. Dr. Mike, and this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I just want to mention, clarify something. We're talking about that McDonald's story where the science teacher lost 40 pounds and dropped 80 points on his cholesterol eating McDonald's and exercising, 45 minutes of exercise a day. And you may think, well, how about that guy in that movie who, gained all that weight and is...
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah, Morgan Spurlock supersized me. And all his numbers went through the roof and he gained all that weight. This science teacher was limited to 2,000 calories a day plus the exercise. Spurlock did no exercise, and he was eating 2,000 calories a meal. And he did eat three meals a day, and sometimes at night he'd add something. So 2,000 calories per meal versus 2,000 calories per day with the exercise from the science teacher. So those are the difference. Now, back to that study about this diet, Mike, you were talking about before the break.
Right. Even more revealing was the data that people who do 30 minutes of exercise a day, plus have a normal blood pressure, don't smoke, have a normal fasting blood sugar or hemoglobin A1C, that is, don't have type 2 diabetes or maintain themselves off of type 2 diabetes with medicines, have LDL cholesterol that's normal. And I don't know what I missed, but there are five things. So I think I said normal weight for height, that is their waist being half of their height or less, have only a 10% risk of the normal, of the typical American over the next 10 years. So rather than just an 18% decrease in cancer incidence or 20-some percent in cancer death rates and 27% in all cause, you could actually, by doing this, have a 90% reduction, which is really amazing. You get to control how well you live, and that's an amazing, amazing statistic. It also goes that you decrease your memory loss and your cognitive dysfunction substantially. What do we mean by substantially? It looks like you reduce the risk of that by about 67, two-thirds, that is. So if you had a 50-50 shot at age 85, you'd actually have only one-third of that, only 17% the chance of having it at age 85, much reduced chance of or risk of having of not being healthy at age 85.
What's your recommendation for the exercise? 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes if you walk?
The data is 10,000 steps a day, which is really 100 minutes of walking, including all kinds of walking. That means you walk to the car, you walk to the grocery, you walk to the bank or walk in the bank, walk in the job, to the bathroom and back. So put a pedometer on. And then, so we actually know the minimum amount of exercise for maximal health. And that is 10,000 steps a day plus 20 minutes of cardio, that's exercise that raises your heart rate to 80% of your age-adjusted max, three times a week, 20 minutes three times a week, and 30 minutes of weightlifting in total a week. So that's all it takes.
It's not much.
But it does take consistency. I mean, I've been doing this now since probably 1987, since I read the data and was able to analyze the data. And so it isn't, you know, it just isn't that big a deal to do this.
Well, I'm doing two.
Once you get in the routine.
You know, that's true. That's true. Once you start, at least for me anyway, getting motivated to begin that first workout, typically when you haven't worked out in a long time, okay, I've got to get myself motivated to do that. But I think once you start doing it and get disciplined to do it a couple times, I think you want to do it after that. And if you miss a day, it's like, oh, I missed a day. I think you really get interested and kind of excited about exercising once you develop that routine of doing it, you know, consistently.
That's exactly right. But in fact, for people who haven't done it before, it just isn't that tough to do it. The anxiety over how tough it is, whether it'll end in embarrassment, etc., don't worry about it. Just do it. And obviously, we have home gyms so that I can do it easily. You know, if you're going to splurge on something, splurge on a machine you like. So try machines at the various health clubs or at the sports stores. And then when you find a machine you consistently like, so I like a Schwinn bike. It's $600. It's not a huge gift you give yourself. And the other thing is I gave myself an extra elliptical, if you will, because I like that as an alternative. And so it's pretty easy. And that's about $2,000 or $1,500 or something. So those are big gifts you give yourself, but you're giving yourself the gift of a lifetime.
Well, you must really like yourself.
Well, you like yourself more after you give the gift too and use it.
I'm not that nice to
myself. Don't make it a clothes hanger.
I'm not that nice to myself. But for me, I'm doing two and a half. What's that, Bridge?
I was going to say maybe with other things you are, because people always pick different things to spend more money on.
Right.
And so it's a matter of just prioritizing. And for me, like exactly what Dr. Roizen said, I choose to spend any extra money that I have on unlimited yoga pass every month, because it's so much, it makes me feel so much better, and I'd rather pay for yoga than pay for nice clothes or something like that, you know.
For me, I'm indoors now, and I'm doing indoor stuff mostly. If the weather's nice, I'll go outside. Like today, where I am is 55, but, you know, some rain. But for me, every day now, it's, well, 6 days a week. It's 2.5 miles on a treadmill, and I get it to by maybe 3.8 speed for a couple of apps for about half a mile. But, you know, 6 days a week, 2.5 miles, I'm not hurting myself, right?
Absolutely
good,
not.
That's good.
You know, and if you do it more, if you do it 4, 5, 6 days a week, it's only more beneficial, right? I would think, right?
That's correct. You don't want to overdo it, though. But that's right, as long as you don't have overuse injuries. Overuse injuries usually don't occur till you do something more than 2 hours at a period of time. That is, if you do it 2 hours any one day.
Got a friend, somebody I know is on the PGA Tour. He's a senior PGA. He's on the senior PGA Tour, senior PGA Tour, Joey Sindelar. And very successful on the PGA Tour. Now he's playing with the older guys, and he was overweight. He was overweight. So he only wants to get back into playing, competitive playing shape. He's walking 7 miles a day, Dr. Mike. 7 miles a day, seven
wow.
days a week. Is
that's
that too
not,
much?
That's not much. It's 14,000 steps. That's great, but it's not much more than 10,000. Which all of us, I haven't done a day less than 10,000 probably in other than a travel day where I've been on a plane the whole day. In probably whatever it is, 15 years, it's really easy.
So 10,000 steps. How many? If 7,000 7 miles is 14,000 steps, then 10,000 steps is how many miles?
5 miles.
Well, that's a good distance.
Yeah, but that what your friend is doing is a long golf course. That means he's going from rough on one side of the fairway to rough on the other side of the fairway.
Yeah.
Which is about, you know, 100, how wide are fairways? 150 yards?
Well, it depends. The golf tournaments pros play on the fairways are pretty narrow. But, yeah, and then, they play 4, 5, 6 days a week because of the pro-ams and everything.
Right, so that's what he's doing. He's just walking the golf course to get in shape so he's not tired at the end of the round.
Yeah, and he's been overweight, and I've seen him before, and now he wants to lose the weight to become a little more competitive. I thought that was a lot. I mean, seven miles a day, 7 days a week. But when you think about it in terms of steps, then it doesn't seem to be that much. Okay, to reach Dr. Mike on the phone, it's 877-711-5211. Very popular is to email Dr. Mike a question for either Dr. Mike or a guest coming up right after the break. His name is David Zinchenko, and his latest book is called Eat It to Beat It. He's a New York Times bestselling co-author of Eat This, Not That. He's written a book called the Abs Diet Book and the 8-Hour Diet. And we will talk about some of the foods to help flatten our bellies and get us on the path to better health. And anything you may want to ask our guest or Dr. Mike along the way as well at udocs@gmail.com. Guest time next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.